Happy Easter, everybody.
Easter.
Yay. This morning in our house, we've enjoyed a bit of an Easter fry-up. So when the boys were little, I used to make an Easter egg hunt around the house. But last year, doing the hunt, I realised that I couldn't really make clues anymore, that they weren't clever enough to work out really quickly. So this year, we decided to do an Easter fry-up. So we had a fry-up, we had eggs, we had sweets. Everyone was happy. Because in our house, life is kind of all about the food. Who's had chocolate this morning? Who's had too much chocolate? Who's had not enough chocolate? Oh, a few hands going up there. So if you know me well, you will know that, don't worry about the kids, by the way, I really, really love them. And I love the fact that they're running around. And if they run to the front, I'm well happy with that. And if you know me, you will know also that I really love chocolate. Honestly, don't I, boys? I really love chocolate. So much so that for years, Jared has had to hide the boys' Easter eggs because otherwise I would actually eat them. And that makes Easter one of my favourite celebrations because of the chocolate, but also because celebrating the resurrection of Jesus is even more exciting to me than chocolate. And that is saying something. And I'm just going to pray, and then we're going to dive on in. So thank you, Jesus, for today. Thank you that, like Rosie said, it isn't just Easter Sunday, but actually with you, every day is a victory, because every day you have defeated death. Every day you've changed the world. Every day you love us beyond anything that we could even imagine. Every day you pour out your grace and your mercy over our lives. Every day you're worthy of everything. Every day, Jesus, we're just totally overwhelmed by all that you've done for us. And so today, would you come? Well, you're already here, but would you help us now to hear from you? Help me to speak what it is that I feel you want me to speak about. And God, we just pray that you would show us what it is that you want us to do with your word today. Amen. So we've been, thank you to the guys, we had a great band today, didn't we? We have been looking at and celebrating that Jesus came back to life. I mean, how awesome is that? Jesus came back to life. You're allowed to be excited. It's okay. But what I want to look at is, so what? Okay, Jesus came back to life. So what? What difference does that make to us? So you are going to have to get involved quite a bit today. I'm sorry, but you can't just sit there and keep your mouth shut. So I need some volunteers. Jonah's going to help me out. He's already been primed. I need someone to be a scribe, if someone has got some great writing. In fact, I need two people to write. Any volunteers? You're telling me that none of you can write? Thanks, Matt. Anyone else? Someone from this side? Come on, the pressure's on. There's a load of people on this side who go to uni, and none of them can write. Rory, thanks, Rory. Come on, Rory. All you have to do is write things down.
So nominate. Yeah. Come on, Graham. Up here. Come on.
Thanks, Graham.
Volunteers.
No, thank you. All you have to do is write things. So if you guys can hold one of... Get one of those bits of paper each, and then there's a pen in there. That would be fab. So what I want you to do for Matt on this side, I'm being thrifty with the paper, so I want you to use the blank side.
Okay.
Because I like being thrifty. So just put it on the floor, because you're going to write on it. That's it. So what I want you to do from you guys, I want you to shout out, what difference has it made that Jesus came back to life? What has he brought us with his resurrection? Shout. Everlasting life. Okay, whatever they shout, you can write down, Matt. Oh, no, you're not writing it, Graham. Sorry, you're doing something else. I know. Hold fire. Okay, salvation. Do you want another scribe, Matt? No. Anyone else? Freedom. Peace. Joy. Say that again.
Release
from slavery. Oh, these are cool.
Forgiveness.
Chocolate. Yeah, go on. Any more?
Relationship. Are you managing to keep up? Any more?
Healing.
Hope. I was waiting for that one. Thanks, Tina. 1 point for that team. Holy Spirit. Someone shout love. Yeah. Forgiveness. Oh, goodness. Oh, nice one, Joy. Point for the red team there. Any more? Grace. Thank you, Matt. Stay where you are. So, thank you. That's fab. In our family this week, we've been looking at the Easter story over meal times with varied success, just being honest here. And for some reason, we've been drawn towards Peter. I can't really understand why anyone in our family might have been drawn towards someone who was passionate, impulsive, big-mouthed. I'll leave you to draw your own conclusions on that one. But it got me thinking about the disciples in the upper room. When Jesus died, they hid in a room. And I've been quite challenged by this, quite personally challenged. And I was having a think about it. Why did they hide? Why did they all hide away? So what Graham's going to do is write down your ideas on why they might have hidden away. So shout those ones out for Graham.
Fear.
Fear.
Embarrassed.
Scared and guilt.
Cowardice.
Confusion, yeah.
Hang on, these are really big words.
Well, cowardice and confusion.
Yeah. Despair.
Yeah, bereaved.
Yeah. Sad.
It's just three letters.
Lost, disenfranchised.
He's writing it as well. He's writing it. Any more?
Shame.
Okay, thank you. If you guys could now stand and hold them up, that would be brilliant. I'm getting them to work hard today. But you know, in thinking about why the disciples hid in the room, I realised that actually sometimes I can be a bit like that too. I can feel those things and I can hide away as well. And this week, actually, the music stand came in this massive box. Jonah's going to help me, and I'm going to need some more volunteers, but this time they get chocolate. Yeah, you'll get chocolate too. So, Jonah, if you can get in the box, please. Yeah, you're going to fit. We tested it. He fits. And then, Luke, could you shut the lid? Oh, thanks, Joy. Thank you. So I realised that sometimes, like the disciples hiding in the room, and like Jonah in the box, that's what I can be like. And then, Joy, you can help me. Who else? Where's Seth? Seth, do you want to help me? Yeah. Come round and help me. Here's some eggs. I know. Anyone else want to help? Seth, do you want to hold these eggs for me? Max, do you want to come? Rory, do you want to come now? Okay, you stand round this box. Okay, these eggs are called good news eggs. What are they called?
Good news eggs.
Okay, thank you. These eggs bring all of that stuff that is written on there. Love, everlasting life. Just bear with me because I know this is slightly heretical. Forgiveness, healing, freedom, salvation, they are good news eggs. These eggs are amazing. Jonah, can you just poke your head out? Have a look at these eggs. We've got these amazing eggs. Would you like some of these eggs?
No.
No, why not? You're comfy in there. Okay, all right then, pop back in there. That's fine. You guys can eat some of those eggs. You can eat some eggs. If your mum and dad say, sorry, you can eat some eggs. Max, you can eat some eggs. Rory, you're all right. They're not here. Okay, Jonah, just put your hand out. Just hold them for a minute. There's some good news eggs. Now, I need some more people. Anyone else want to come? Tobe, you can come.
Come on,
Juliet, come on. Come on, Emily.
I've got a hard spell.
Okay, you guys stand here, but the thing is, I'm not giving you any eggs.
Oh.
I know, that's really unfair, isn't it? But Jonah's got some eggs. Jonah, what I'd like you to do, if that's okay, those guys over there, look how sad they are. They haven't got any eggs. They're really sad. They don't know the good news of the eggs. Can you get out the box and maybe go and give them some eggs?
No.
No? See how obedient my children are. Why not? Are you comfy in there? Does it feel a bit safer in there? Okay, you go back in your box. That's okay. Do you know what? I realise that sometimes I'm a bit like that too. It's a bit comfy in my box. And I don't, even though I know there's people out there without the good news, it's a bit comfy in my box. And I'd rather just stay in the box and enjoy the eggs myself. And Jesus' victory on the cross has brought all this stuff that we've shouted out, it's brought it to the world. We have got really, really, really good news for the world as a whole and those people around us. But sometimes we're comfy in our box, aren't we? Sometimes we're like the disciples in the upper room. Sometimes we're too scared. It's too scary to get out. We might feel too much shame. We might feel too lost. We might feel despair. Or disenfranchised even, to enjoy, to give out the eggs and to enjoy the good news. But do you know what? Do you know what's so exciting? We're not a church of the upper room because Jesus didn't stay in the tomb. He didn't stay dead. Let's just get our heads around that for a minute. Jesus didn't stay dead. I grew up in a family that was Christians, and I've heard this since I was teeny tiny, and I'm so used to hearing it. But actually, if we stop for a minute and get our heads around it, what does it mean? Jesus didn't stay dead. And because Jesus didn't stay dead, we have got freedom, hope, joy, peace, release from slavery, everlasting life, healing, grace, a relationship with one who is never going to let us down. We have got good news, just like the eggs, because we're not a church of the upper room. We're a church of the resurrection. We are filled with the power of the resurrection. We're not meant to be stuck in the box. We're meant to get out of the box. So Jonah, you can get out of the box now. You can give your eggs to the people who haven't got any. Yeah. What you guys can do now is go round, give the eggs out. You guys, thank you very much. You can sit down. Yeah. Oh, I haven't finished yet. Yeah. So, just like Jonah eventually got out of the box and gave the eggs to other people, we have got that good news. We're meant to give it to other people. We're meant to give the good news to people who don't know Jesus. And I know that some of us live with pain and brokenness and fear and stuff that's on there. I know that. I know that some of us live and it feels like a dark place at the moment. And actually, right now, getting out of the box just feels too terrifying. Too much to ask, maybe. But I can relate to this because I'm not standing up here speaking because my life is all rosy and easy. I've had dark times, And even actually, being honest, the last few weeks have been a battle for me, and sometimes getting out of bed in the morning has been hard. You know where you lie there, if you know, you know, you lie there and you think, I can't do today. Sometimes in the last few weeks I've had those days. And even though I know I've got good news, climbing out of the box feels terrifying. But getting out of the box doesn't have to be grand gestures. It can be loving someone consistently, sacrificially. It can be serving. It can be praying for someone. It can be sending a text. It can be as small as making a cup of coffee for someone. We had a lady who lived with us last year who'd been so badly treated, so abused by men, so trodden on, that when Jared made her a cup of coffee, she cried. Because no one had ever done that for her. No man had ever made her a cup of coffee before. And that, for us, was a simple, tiny, almost meaningless act that actually showed her just how valued and loved she is. That kind of thing is us getting out of the box. Getting out of the box can be speaking well of someone at work instead of joining in the gossip. It can be making friends with that kid at school that's the brunt of all the jokes. Getting out of the box doesn't have to be standing up on a street corner and preaching with your words, but our whole lives reflect the power and the good news of the resurrection. And feeling rubbish ourselves, which, let's face it, we all do from time to time, sometimes it's worse than others, doesn't actually stop the good news from spreading. In Isaiah 58, which we're going to look at in a few weeks' time, it says that as we walk with people and love them, our healing quickly appears. And I can testify to that. But we have to get out of the box. Thanks, Jonah. We can't be free if we don't climb out. Because it was for freedom that Christ has set us... Free. It was for freedom. His death wasn't a waste of time. Do you know, when I was thinking about this, I wondered for myself, maybe if staying in the box and not embracing his freedom, his healing, his peace, his joy, his grace, his relationship, is that maybe the biggest insult that we could hurl at Jesus? If we stay in the box and don't embrace it, he bought us freedom. We have to take it. That's what we're here for. These Sunday meetings that we do, they're great and they're fab to get together. And I love worshipping God with you guys. But sometimes it can feel a bit like the upper room, because they're not the whole reason for our existence. Church is not this. This is not church. Our whole reason is to get out of the box, to get out of the upper room. Serving Sundays that, where's Rich, that Rich and others organise, and sent Sundays when we spend time with our, and hang out with our friends who aren't Christians, they are exactly about this. They are exactly about getting out of the upper room. And this stuff that's on here, we take it to the cross. The Methodists have very kindly given us some nice visual aids today that they've left behind. This stuff here that's on Graham's piece of paper, we take it to the cross. And we ask God to give us all we need to get out of the box, to get out of the upper room. And he fills us with his Holy Spirit, because he doesn't send us alone. One of my favourite passages in the Bible is in Exodus 33, where Moses says, "Don't send me unless your presence goes with me." And he pleads with God, "Don't send me unless your presence goes with me." And he doesn't. He doesn't send us without going with us. We take our rubbish to the cross and we leave with more than we could have ever dreamt of. And he gives us what we need to get out of the box and to go and reach people. We are saved by and filled with the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Just let that one sink in a little bit. I'll say it again. We are saved by and filled with the power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's like a no-brainer to me. It's a no-brainer. We have everything we need. And it was for freedom that Christ has set us let's sound a bit more like we mean what we're saying. It was for freedom that Christ has set us
free.
So we are,
free.
Thank you, we are free. It's our freedom and it's the freedom of others, the people that we love. We love our friends. We love our family. Jesus died for their freedom too. So this Easter, let's enjoy our chocolate. And I tell you what, when we get home, we have some serious chocolate and ice cream going on, and it's going to be fun. But let's enjoy as well, knowing all that the death-defying victory of Jesus means for us, for ourselves. Let's be a church of the resurrection, not a church of the upper room. Let's get out of the box. Let's find our freedom and let's take it to other people. And what I want to do now, if Karen's okay with this, is that okay with you? To sing? Yep. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. Just beautiful assistance here. I feel God wants us to respond to this. So if we could stand up. Thank you. That's great. That's fine. If we can stand up if you feel able to. I am going to pray and then I'm going to ask for two things. In fact, I'm going to ask for three. Let's go for it. It's Easter. So I'm going to pray first. So Jesus, we just thank you for all that you've won. Thank you for your freedom. Thank you that we can take all our rubbish to the cross and leave with more than we could have dreamt of. Thank you that you don't leave us on our own to do stuff, but when you call us, you equip us. And you've called us, Jesus. You've called us. You haven't called us to stay in a room afraid, frightened, timid, despairing, lost, hopeless. You've called us to bring hope. You've called us to bring freedom. You've called us to bring your joy, to bring your love to people. And you give us all that we need for that. And so we want to come to you today on this Easter Sunday and we want to ask you to give us all we need to do that. We need you, Jesus. We are weak. We are so weak on our own. But actually, in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. And so we come and we ask for your strength and your power to fill us. Amen.